Joining us now is Tom Hayes, who is Philip Morris International's Senior Vice President. Mr. Hayes, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. So how long has this been in the works?
It has been in the works for some time. We actually have an operation right now in the heart of Wilson, operation there called Triaga, that produces heat sticks for our FDA-authorized IQOS heat-not-burn device. So we're excited about this future investment. It's really investing behind that next generation of smoke-free products, IQOS ILUMA, that application sits with the FDA right now. We're hopeful that's going to get approved down the road here shortly, and we'll be able to commercialize the next generation, which is this line that we're putting in Wilson.
What types of alternatives are there? I'm talking about smoke-free alternatives for legal age adults that Philip Morris is looking to fund.
Yeah, so broadly, if you look at the smoke-free portfolio in the U.S., it falls in roughly three broad camps. It's vape products, it's nicotine pouches, sometimes call it oral nicotine, even sometimes moist snuff, and then a relatively new product. It's not new to us as Philip Morris International. We sell a lot of heated tobacco products internationally, but it's heat not burn. It's a heated tobacco product that's under our brand IQOS that, once again, was authorized. We have authorization to begin commercializing. We have begun commercializing the IQOS 3 product in some limited markets, Austin, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, the military bases, but this investment that we're talking about today is really the next generation of this heated tobacco smoke-free alternative.
And I imagine that'll be a lot healthier than vaping. How is that different from vaping?
It's different in that the heated tobacco, you're creating, you're not combusting the tobacco itself, so that the constituents and the aerosols that you may be breathing with vaping, inhaling via vaping, that the heated tobacco experience is much more of a traditional combustible experience, but you're not combusting the cigarettes, so you're not inhaling any of those harmful chemicals.
Now, this Wilson facility is going to add a production line for Terra, I believe that's how it's pronounced. Am I getting that right? Exactly what will go into that production line and what's going to be featured there?
Yeah, it's a fascinating kind of technology of creating the heating device in this heat stick. So it looks a little bit like a smaller traditional cigarette, but since you're not combusting the device itself, you're making the consumable in that Wilson facility. But it's a relatively extensive process of creating the primary tobacco that is going into the product, as well as the technology around the device that keeps it to a level that lets you have tobacco nicotine enjoyment without the combustion.
This adds to a lot of things going on in Wilson right now. There's going to be a new minor league baseball team there. A new ballpark's going to come with that. And this Wilson expansion, it feels like this is an exciting time to locate efforts to grow in Wilson because it is growing.
Yeah, I think, that is, one of the reasons that we selected Wilson. It has such a deep heritage in tobacco, and we think it's just a wonderful idea. We want to be invested in America. We are invested in America, not only with the factory we have in Wilson. We've invested with our nicotine pouch brand, Zyn. We have invested substantially in our operations in Owensboro, Kentucky. We're building the Greenfield facility in Aurora, Colorado. We believe in American manufacturing. We're excited about what we're seeing in Wilson and the innovation that we're bringing to smoke-free products in the U.S. market, providing legal adult nicotine users, 30 million of which still use combustible cigarettes to some degree. We're providing them with scientifically substantiated, better alternatives to smoking. And I love that we're doing it in kind of the heart of what is tobacco country, and that's Wilson, North Carolina.
Exactly. And overall, how many people are being employed by Philip Morris businesses in addition to Wilson in manufacturing facilities like Owensboro, Kentucky, like you mentioned? How many people are being employed right now?
We have close to probably 1,600,
mm-hmm.
1,700 across the U.S. Between the kind of emerging or maturing, I'll call it greenfield site that we have in Aurora, Colorado. Our obviously big base is in Owensboro, Kentucky, and then the operation we have in Wilson. I will say that, you know, what's particularly exciting with this, and I was with the Swedish Match side of the business initially, and was there for the early days of Zyn and the production capacity expansions we've made around Zyn. This $37 million that we're making here in Wilson is about the same as our first investment we made in Zyn in for U.S. manufacturing back in early 2017. So, and now we're producing many, many, many more cans of Zyn than we did back in 2017.
It continues to grow, and it's something that Philip Morris International clearly has a lot of intent in trying to make Wilson grow as well. Yeah. Philip Morris International's Senior Vice President, Tom Hayes, joining us here today. Tom, thank you so much. Very exciting day over in Wilson, and it's fun to see this area grow. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.